Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is now threatening journalists with detention if they so much as ask an unscripted question. Meanwhile, Trudeau is getting ready. He's getting ready to launch the same anti-farmer policies we've seen protests against in the Netherlands as globalists continue to put the squeeze on farmers and facilitate global famine. Globalist Tony Blair, you remember him, right? Well, he's come out with a new study calling for the implementation of a digital ID system that would be able to track the movement of every human being. Are Chinese companies buying up farmland near U.S. military bases, spying on our American military communications? We've got a new report tonight that indicates they're doing just that. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. Lower Township Police in New Jersey arrested two pro-abortion militants in connection with an act of vandalism at the St. John Newman Catholic Church in North Cape May, New Jersey. What makes this case different is that the two pro-abortion perpetrators are openly and provably motivated by satanic influence. Patrick Rosencrans, 33, and Jennifer Paul, 36, both of Villas, New Jersey, and they allegedly wrote a satanic message and symbol reflecting abuse of babies on the church property. They've been charged with criminal mischief. Research conducted by journalist Andy Ngo turned up evidence that Patrick Rosencrans has a history of posting anti-Christian bigotry on his social media. And Jennifer Paul's, well, her photographs show a satanic temple flag in the background. In other news, while at a photo op, reporters were allowed to take pictures but were threatened with police action for daring to shout out a question at Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. According to a report by the Kelowna Daily Courier, quote, any shouted questions would result in police-assisted eviction from the various premises, handlers told the media, end quote. Trudeau stopped at three venues while in British Columbia, a boys and girls club, a packing house, and a fruit stand, before being spirited away by a fleet of black SUVs to the safety of his private jet. The Counter-Signal reports that the refusal to allow questions fits with Trudeau's overall strategy of becoming a dictator, because his policies are so unpopular that he gets protested at nearly every event he attends that isn't totally controlled. Trudeau was forced to cancel a recent event in Ottawa because of a large protest that was planned for his arrival at the event. Fortunately for Trudeau, only one protester was aware of his presence in British Columbia. Quote, I'm a free citizen in hopefully a free country, standing on the sidewalk, expressing my views, end quote. So said the protester, quote, freedom is never free. You have to fight for it, end quote. Earlier this year, Trudeau attempted to hold a speaking event in one part of British Columbia where he was mocked and ridiculed by an angry crowd of Native Canadians calling him a criminal. Quote, take your disrespect out of our tribe, end quote. That's what the First Nations protesters chanted at Trudeau as his armed security detail tried to make their way through the crowd. Eventually, Trudeau, well, he made his way to the stage to give his speech, which was continuously interrupted by booing, heckling, and shouts of, quote, you're a criminal, end quote. Eventually, he was forced to admit the disgust that First Nations had for him. Quote, I hear your anger towards me. That's fine, end quote, Trudeau said. Quote, but I'd ask you to respect your elders, please, end quote. In another story out of Canada that has implications for the global food supply, the government of Saskatchewan reported this week in a news release that both the Alberta and Saskatchewan ministers of agriculture have expressed, quote, profound disappointment, end quote, in Trudeau's decision to attempt to move forward with a climate agenda that drastically reduces nitrogen emissions from fertilizers. This is the same misguided climate policy backed by the United Nations and the World Economic Forum that has driven the farmers in the Netherlands to go to a full-on revolt. It's no surprise that Trudeau would try to enforce the same crushing policy on Canadian farmers as the Netherlands with its World Economic Forum puppet government. There's also the World Economic Forum puppet government of Italy, France, Germany, and Sri Lanka. According to an admission by Klaus Schwab, founder and director of the World Economic Forum, quote, more than half, end quote, of Trudeau's cabinet are graduates of Schwab's Young Global Leaders Program, where up-and-coming political leaders are indoctrinated in the finer aspects of globalism. Saskatchewan Minister of Agriculture David Merritt said last week with regard to the hardline regulations on nitrogen fertilizer, quote, we're really concerned with this arbitrary goal. The Trudeau government has apparently moved on from their attack on the oil and gas industry and set their sights on Saskatchewan farmers, end quote. Alberta Minister of Agriculture Nate Horner added, quote, this has been the most expensive crop anyone has put in. Following a very difficult year on the prairies, the world is looking for Canada to increase wheat and canola production and be a solution to global food shortages. The federal government needs to display that they understand this. They owe it to our producers, end quote. But you can bet there will be no so-called understanding from Trudeau, who himself, as we've said, is a protege of Klaus Schwab. As previously reported by the Counter Signal in December of 2020, the Trudeau government unveiled its new plan with a focus on reducing nitrous oxide emissions from fertilizer by 30% below 2020 levels by 2030. This is in fulfillment of the UN Agenda 2030 goals for sustainable development. That plan is now going into effect. A news release from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada reads, quote, fertilizers play a major role in the agricultural sector's success and have contributed to record harvest in the last decade. They have helped drive increases in Canadian crop yields, grain sales, and exports. However, nitrous oxide emissions, particularly those associated with the use of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, have also grown significantly. That is why the Government of Canada has set the National Fertilizer Emissions Reduction Target, which is part of the commitment to reduce total GHG emissions in Canada by 40 to 45% by 2030, end quote. Folks, this is a tacit admission that any attempt to lower emissions by reducing nitrogen fertilizer will consequently lower crop yields over the next decade. And according to a report from Fertilizer Canada, it is estimated that a 30% absolute emission reduction for a farmer with 1,000 acres of canola and 1,000 acres of wheat stands to have their annual profit reduced by $38,000 to $40,000. In 2020, Canadian farmers planted approximately 21 million acres of canola. So, using these values, cumulatively, farm revenues from canola could be reduced by $396 million to $441 million on an annual basis. Wheat farmers, well, they could experience a reduction of $400 million. And here's the clincher. Fertilizer Canada doesn't believe that forcibly decreasing fertilizer will even lower greenhouse gases, but could lead to carbon leakage elsewhere. So in short, it's all a scam that has nothing to do with saving the environment. Let's make it clear. This is about creating famine and ending up in a situation where food rationing can be used to control people worldwide. In other news, a report by the Tony Blair Institute has recommended the adoption of digital IDs to help solve the problem of illegal immigration in the UK. Another great example of create a crisis, manufacture it, and then offer up the solution, which is more government. The report argues that one of the reasons the UK has an illegal immigration problem is the government's failure to do away with a black market of agencies and employers who give jobs to illegal immigrants. So, it proposes a digital identity verification system that would mandate for every UK resident seeking work or benefits. To obtain the digital ID, an immigrant would have to prove that they reside in the UK legally through the verification of their passport or an equivalent document. However, all citizens would have to have a digital ID. So this is pure Hegelian dialectic of a deliberate action. Flooding a nation with illegal aliens through an open border policy, followed by a reaction by the people being hurt by illegal immigration, and finally, a government-provided solution, which is the requirement for all people to receive a digital ID. We'll be right back after this break.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people, filled up last year in 2021, and 2022 is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman. Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort, use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
Welcome back from the break. The protest by truckers in California, well, that's now in their second week, just as the globalists have declared war on food. They've declared also a war on food distribution and the food supply chain itself. California's new AB 5 law is going into effect after 2 years of litigation, and that law essentially outlaws independent trucking. All truckers must be employees of a large corporation which has unionized labor. Here's a report from One American News on the latest regarding AB 5 and the backlash from independent truckers. Watch this.
Truckers in California are protesting a bill that passed which impacts their basic employment rights.
Protests continue this week in California, this time in Oakland. Truckers shut down an Oakland container terminal in protest of California Assembly Bill 5. This follows port truckers in Los Angeles picketing gates in the nation's busiest seaport complex last week. The law reportedly puts restrictions on benefits and employment protections for independent gig workers.
The new law is make you, I'm worried because it's make you more responsible for everything that's going on with your truck. And the cargo you're hauling.
Truckers say the new law will not only increase their costs, but create more hassle, making their days even longer.
In a day, we have to manage to drive, and you know we have to find somebody to have manage to find all the paperwork, do all the paperwork. Not just easy to go into the terminal. You have to go in there and pick up the load. You have to set up the appointment. You have to set up all the pickups, all the returns.
Other truckers say while they were considered to be essential during the COVID shutdowns, they've been dealing with inflation, high gas prices, and now AB 5.
So are these protests warranted, or do you see it further impacting the supply chain?
You know, these protests are both warranted, and I think they're going to impact the supply chain. Gavin Newsom is one of the most liberal anti-business governors, I think, in the entire United States. And this just reiterates the fact that California is an anti-business state. You know, I think Arizona, unfortunately, is a huge benefactor of a lot of people fleeing that California's high regulation environment.
California's ports handle roughly 40% of container goods entering the U.S. Trucking disruptions also come at a time when unions and West Coast port employers are also negotiating a high-stakes labor contract.
Are there?
I'm sure there are. Absolutely there are. I think it just they have to come to the negotiating table. But the truckers are just going to have to keep putting pressure on Gavin Newsom and California's legislature and hope that things will change.
Continued legal challenges postpone the law from going into effect in 2020. Last month, the Supreme Court denied a California Trucking Association petition claiming the law is blocked by federal regulations. Experts say an injunction, which initially put the law on hold, could soon be lifted.
Thanks to One American News for that report. Many of you are familiar with the story of the courageous Polish pastor, Pastor Art Pawlowski, who refused to shut down his church in the face of oppressive COVID restrictions on churches in Canada. The pastor has been jailed 3 times, most recently for participating in a protest march in Canada. I've interviewed him many times on my national radio show and on Brandon House Live. And many of you have been praying for him. And now we have some good news to report. According to Rebel News, a court of appeals of Alberta has handed Pastor Arthur an absolute and total victory. The ruling was a categorical repudiation of the failing of the courts when it comes to Pastor Arthur's ongoing prosecution, with the decision going so far as to say the contempt of court charges he faced should never have applied to him in the first place. Rebel News caught up with Pastor Art, and they filed this report.
This is a great news, not just for us, of course, for me personally, for my family, for my brother David, but this is a great news for Canadians. Mm-hmm. Because if I would fall, if my brother would fall, if Chris Scott would fall, then you're next. And that's a scary notion.
While this ruling will go a long way to ensure Pastor Art Pawlowski's freedom, he's still facing charges under Alberta's Critical Infrastructure Defense Act and is relying on donations to the Democracy Fund at SaveArthur.com to ensure he continues to receive a strong legal representation. But why does he need legal representation? For daring to open his church, feed the homeless, preach and protest injustice, all because of this. he has endured more hardship and persecution at the hands of unelected health officials, police, and politicians. This has been going on now for over 2 years. Arthur and his family have seen threats, vandalism, and assaults both at home and in their place of worship. And Arthur's dramatic repeated arrest and 51-day incarceration, well, they drew international attention. And we will continue to follow this story. Liz Cheney says her January 6th show trials have elicited so-called confessions, similar to the way the Soviet and Chinese communists used to boast about their own trumped-up charges against political dissidents who would confess to crimes they never committed in order to avoid long prison sentences or execution. Attorney and constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley wrote on Friday, quote, J6 Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney has been criticized by critics for participating in a one-sided series of hearings devoid of alternative or dissenting views. Some have called it a show trial, with members reading off of teleprompters in tightly scripted and controlled hearings. As if to fulfill that show trial portrayal, Cheney ended the hearing this week by calling for more officials to come forward and noting that Trump family members and former officials have now come forward with their own public so-called confessions, end quote. Joe Hoft at the Gateway Pundit surmised as to what motivates Liz Cheney's intense hatred of Trump, quote, it is because he called her father and his ilk warmongers. Is it because she and her friends in the military complex lost money during the Trump years that could have been made with another war? Is it because Cheney is another spoiled child in a political family that was hurt by President Trump? This lady and her friends, Pelosi and others, are working on so-called confessions to build their case. Democracy and the constitutional republic are truly in danger, end quote. In other news, far-left extremist activists gathered en masse on Saturday at the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit and marched to the event's location at the Tampa Convention Center in Florida, chanting, quote, one solution, revolution, end quote. In a video posted by the post-millennials Katie Davenport, one protester threatened attendees, saying, quote, I have two words for Turning Point USA and everyone involved with it. Be scared. Actually, be terrified, end quote. Here he is speaking to the crowd of protesters, and I have a warning. This video contains some rough language. Watch this.
Let's see us out here. All right? And so I have two words for Turning Point USA and everybody involved with it. Be scared. Actually, be terrified. Be terrified. You will never have any place in our city. All right? You will never have glory in our history. And I will never explain my existence to anybody who goes in or out of that building. And I wanna also include something I said last week, because I wanna get out of everybody over there. Like many of you, I am proudly, unapologetically gay, proudly of Mexican descent, proudly Jewish. And so to these, I don't know what to do with me. They're scared of me. These people are not gonna do to me today. They know that I'm here, they are watching me, and they are pants as I stand here. Like, it's really that simple. And I stand with everybody here. Everybody here. I stand with the convention center workers who probably don't want the building anyway. I stand with those who chose to stay home because they were worried for their safety. The state that has gotten this far because the system that gave them so much power in the first place is racist, is anti-poor, is anti-immigrant, is built on capitalism and violence. And I don't know about y'all, but I am tired of having to come out to these and do the work under the system. It doesn't get easier. Does it get easier for anybody? All right. So I want to introduce y'all to a little chant that I was thinking of. I say one solution, you say revolution. One solution.
Revolution.
One solution.
Revolution.
One solution.
Revolution.
One solution.
Revolution.
One solution.
Revolution.
One solution.
Well, these young students, they're learning quickly that to be a conservative in America today will cost you something. And hopefully they're willing to make the sacrifice, something that many of us, well, didn't have to do in the 80s or 90s. A Chinese company, Fulfing Group, recently paid $2.6 million for 300 acres of farmland in North Dakota. The parcel is just down the road from a U.S. Air Force base that houses sensitive drone technology near Grand Forks. The farmland is just about 20 minutes by car to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. The parcel's location has some members of Congress worried about potential espionage by Beijing. The same Chinese company, by the way, also purchased a corn mill near Grand Forks. Local citizens, well, they're rightly concerned with this project that's right in their backyard. And what's more disturbing is that according to a report by the Gateway Pundit, the FBI and local police visited one of the most vocal critics of the corn mill project and threatened her for speaking out about the local purchases by the Chinese communist regime. Really? That's what it's come to. No freedom of speech? No warning about the communist Chinese coming to America and buying up stuff? That now gets you a visit by the FBI and the police? Are you kidding me? President Trump warned years ago about the Chinese company Huawei and its U.S. operations. Now, CNN, of all people, has filed a report revealing China has placed Huawei equipment atop cell towers on purchased farmland near U.S. military bases in the Midwest, and they're capable of disrupting service and capturing military communications. CNN is reporting this, believe it or not, and they reported on Sunday morning the following, quote, since at least 2017, federal officials have investigated Chinese land purchases near critical infrastructure. Shut down a high-profile regional consulate believed by the U.S. government to be a hotbed of Chinese spies, and stonewalled what they saw as clear efforts to plant listening devices near sensitive military and government facilities. Among the most alarming things the FBI uncovered pertains to Chinese-made Huawei equipment atop cell towers near U.S. military bases in the rural Midwest. That's according to multiple sources familiar with the matter. The FBI determined the equipment was capable of capturing and distributing highly restricted Defense Department communications, including those used by U.S. Strategic Command, which oversees the country's nuclear weapons, end quote. So, why then is the FBI trying to silence outspoken critics of the latest Chinese land purchase near the U.S. military installations if they know this all to be true? That's a question CNN and others in the corporate media ought to be asking. But apparently, they refuse to or cannot connect the dots. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Well, you may have noticed that the masking of Americans is starting to return again to major cities and metropolitan areas all across the United States. And state and federal bureaucrats, well, they appear desperate to reinstate the mask mandates just in time for election season. More than likely, it's all a veiled attempt to create fear and justify another round of unorthodox election rules that will make it real easy for the Democrats to cheat their way to victory again in November. But it's not just in the U.S. This is a worldwide ploy to place people back in masks, even as we yet see another study showing masks don't work. Here's a discussion about the mask mandates and the latest data by journalist Jeffrey Janskin and Del Bigtree. Watch this.
It's even crazier. Listen to this headline. It's not a Politico. COVID mask will return in Germany, says Justice Minister. It says in the article, while the summer COVID-19 wave was flattening, the government was preparing a response for an onslaught in the fall and winter, which it would present to Parliament for legislative approval in September. So really, really read that sentence there.
More crystal ball science there, right. Yeah.
It's cases are going down, but we're going to vote on legislation in September because we think they're going to go up in fall and winter. Oh, okay. But one of the things here, we have a great new mask study that's adding to this just breadth of mask studies we already have here. And this was out of North Dakota. If anyone wants to look this up, it's called Association Between School Mask Mandates and SARS-CoV-2 Student Infections, Evidence from a Natural Experiment of Neighboring K-12 Districts in North Dakota. So you had these two districts, Fargo and West Fargo, right next to each other. One had a mask mandate, one didn't. And this is what the authors found. We observed no significant difference between student case case rates while the districts had differing mask policies, nor while they had the same mask policies. The IRRs, that's incident rate ratio, that's cases, across the two periods were also not significantly different. Our findings contribute to a growing body of literature which suggests school-based mask mandates have limited to no impact on the case rates of COVID-19 among K through 12 students. And this is, you know, this is a lot. We read a lot. We show a lot of science on this show. So let's just go to the charts.
Yeah.
This is sometimes just conveys the information even better. So this is the chart here, Fargo versus West Fargo. Now, that black line are the masked students. This is the weekly percentage of students testing positive. And you see it kind of crisses and crosses from September, 1st of September, all the way to December. And then a big spike. That's the Omicron surge. And you notice the black line, those are the masked kids. They had a harder time. They had more cases in that cohort than the unmasked students at the school. And then they both went down at a similar rate. And then just to show you the rates that were found in here, here's a bar graph. This is basically similar rates of COVID case infections, the IRR rates, the incident rates.
Wow.
It's basically the same.
So there you have it. No impact on case rates in COVID. So why do governments around the world still require them? I think you know the answer. This is about controlling people, keeping them in fear and using that fear to curtail basic freedoms, especially the freedom of movement and the freedom of assembly, but also the freedom of speech. Those who speak out against the mask and the vaccines continue to be censored by big tech and slandered as so-called conspiracy theorists. The only way to stop this march toward tyranny is to stand up and be counted. Compliance and silence will only enable the tyrants. We must not submit to these mask mandates if we have any hope of returning to our heritage as a free people. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we remind you, we are a listener-supported broadcast, and you can do that in three ways. One, MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code B66 when you go there. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, those mattress toppers that are great for the college dorm. MyPillow.com, use the promo code B66 and we get credit. You can also go to MyStore.com. MyStore.com, use that promo code B66 and you can get some of the My Coffee. It's awesome. You can get it in light, medium, or dark roast. My Coffee, only at MyStore.com. Again, use that promo code B66 and we get credit. Helps fund this broadcast. It's 100% organic. Don't have to worry about the pesticides. And then finally, you can go to, well, not finally, actually two more ways. You can go to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, and you can find resources there, including freeze-dried food. We talked a lot tonight about food shortages, manipulated food shortages, done on purpose to control people. Don't be under their control. Don't be under their thumb. Have your own independent food source. We've been offering this since 2016, has a shelf life of 25 years. Freeze-dried emergency food. WVWTVstore.com, big part of our general operating budget to keep this show on the air. WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You can just simply make a contribution to our foundation. That's mission statement is to use the technology and broadcast to proclaim the truth of the Christian worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview and how to respond. You can make a contribution of any size at WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there, WVWFoundation.com. No matter how you support us, thank you for actually doing that, supporting us. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about seven of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at wvwtv.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.